For nearly 5 decades, the Omaha Children's Museum has operated on a simple philosophy. Learning happens through play. What began in 1976 with educators bringing activities around town from the back of a station wagon now occupies a former Ford dealership, where children are encouraged to touch, climb, and explore. The museum's current exhibition, My Wild Backyard, invites them to experience the four seasons from unexpected perspectives. Andrew Matson, the museum's vice president of marketing and communications, describes the seasonal transformations.
I think my favorite one is the winter, where you can pretend to be a vole underground living in a burrow. Although the fall is pretty fun too, where kids can pretend to be a squirrel hopping from tree to tree as they prepare for winter. And so I guess as we're kind of living that life right now, it's been fun to watch the kids play in that.
Unlike most exhibitions that travel from museum to museum, My Wild Backyard was built entirely in-house. The design team chose stained wood rather than painted surfaces, creating spaces that feel organic and tangible. After it closes in early January, the exhibition will begin its own journey, already booked to travel to another museum across the country. But the real story of the Children's Museum isn't found in any single exhibition. It is woven into the fabrics of Omaha itself, visible in the faces of parents who once scrambled through these same spaces as children.
So I think one of our most popular, and I think Omaha Children's Museum, really, we bridge generations. We've been here for 50 years, and so we've had, you know, parents who are now grandparents who remember bringing their children here and now are bringing their grandchildren in here.
That generational connection runs deep. The museum's Siouxland characters, four animals salvaged from the Richard Gorman department store plate areas where parents once left their children while shopping in the 1970s and 80s, were refurbished and installed in the early 2000s. They have become one of the museum's most beloved permanent fixtures, carrying memories forward across decades. The building itself tells stories. What once housed rows of four automobiles now contains a universe of discovery. A gravitron ball area, a carousel and train, a science theater where staff performs experiments and reads books throughout the day. In the imagination playground, children run shops and banks, trying on adult roles through play.
We're a place where children can come and play, but they don't hear no here at the museum. It's a free place for people to explore, have fun. Our goal is, I like to say, subversive learning, but it's really, you know, it's learning through creative play and watching children make those connections with what they do here at the museum, and then knowing that they're going to go home and, you know, realize that they're seeing these things in their everyday life as well is just one of the most rewarding parts of this job here.
As the museum prepares to celebrate its 50th anniversary in 2026, that philosophy remains unchanged. Learning doesn't require sitting still and staying quiet. Sometimes it looks like chaos. Sometimes it sounds like happiness echoing through a former car dealership. And sometimes it is exactly what childhood should be. More information about current exhibits and other events at ocm.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.